It's time once again for This Week in Beatle News with Gillian Lomax.
I read the news today.
Right, it's time for a very special edition of This Week in Beatle News. No, not with Gillian Lomax, but with my mom, Dolores Carter. Mom?
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you.
I really wish I could be home in New Jersey, but I'm working today.
I know you are, and you can't wish it more than I.
I know.
I wish we were together.
I wish we were together every year.
I know.
It's time for you to move to California, Mom.
Oh, well, maybe sometime in the future, but right now I'm here in New Jersey and you're in California.
How's the weather today there?
It is spectacular.
Really?
It is the kind of day you'd like to put in the bank if you could and pull it out on some rainy, cold day.
Oh, that's the opposite of what we have here.
Really?
It's gray and overcast. Yeah, it's kind of damp.
It's not the usual California wonderful
weather. Not the usual. We have what they call June gloom, but it's a month early.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I really wish I could be there with you, Mom. But I come home every year on Father's Day. Now, does that bug you a little bit that I always come home on Father's Day and you're always alone on Mother's Day?
It can be a little irritating, but I'll just take whatever we can get when I can see you and your lovely family.
There you go. Dad's a couple of years older than you anyway, so,
just a couple.
You know, age before beauty, as they say.
Well, it just is more convenient in June. The weather's better here in New Jersey.
Good. I was just making sure you weren't going to therapy for that or something. You know, doctor, he comes home every year for Father's Day, and I'm alone. Anyway, so, Mom, you're going to give us This Week in Beatle News.
I'm going to try my best.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on.
Well, I've gathered two or three interesting pieces of Beatle News. And the first, I don't know whether you've heard anything about this, but that Paul McCartney's divorce from Heather Mills will be finalized tomorrow in London's highest court.
That's it. That's the end of it after
That's
tomorrow.
That's going to be the finalization.
We'll never hear from Heather Mills again.
Well, I guess you can always, that's always a possibility, but at the moment, that's the latest news.
All right.
Also, Miss Mills was awarded the shocking sum of, are you ready for this?
Yes, tell me.
$48 million from Sir Paul.
Ah, I've heard that.
I think that's pretty shocking.
That's a lot for a short period of time, wouldn't you say?
It sounds that way to me.
How long have you been married to Dad?
Well, we'll be married 56 years this coming May 24th.
Wow, can you imagine the haul you could get from him?
Oh, gosh.
If she pulled that much for just like 4 years.
We can't base it on that.
Well, you're not splitting up anywhere in the near future, are you?
Oh, no.
No,
I don't think that's in the cards.
Good. Let me know if that happens, okay?
Well, I have another piece of news. It's also about Mr. McCartney. An online British website has voted, unfairly in my mind, the most irritating music star of all time. I think that's terrible.
They voted Paul the most irritating music star of all time.
You know, if he has been irritated, understandably so, after such a bitter divorce and having to part with $48 million.
It would irritate me.
It seems to me he deserved to be slightly irritated.
Yeah, do you think they're basing it on the divorce or his overall, all the years in showbiz?
Well, I really don't know, but I think it's kind of unfair.
Who else was on that list? Are there other people on the list?
Yes, unfortunately, there's some people on the list. There's Bono.
Bono from U2. Mm-hmm.
Right. British pop star Cliff Richard and Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse?
She's irritated.
There's a girl that needs to check her behavior in public, I think.
My mom.
What do you think?
My mom's going to be 79 July 4th. She's commenting on Amy Winehouse, huh? Are you hip or what?
Just a little bit of the news that I see.
Yeah, I think she should be number one on that list. What do you think, Mom?
Well, I think she needs to think about acting more like a lady. I'll just leave it at that.
I think that's very well put, Mom.
And our last bit of news, in an exclusive interview with quite a famous journalist, Rip Rentz.
Never heard of him.
You didn't? Well, anyway, when he did this interview, John Lennon's old friend May Pang revealed that John Lennon was toying with the idea to reform the Beatles way back in 1974.
Wow. So leave it to Rip Rents to get an exclusive like that, huh?
Yeah, I guess he has a lot to do with May Pang, and that she revealed this. Maybe she had wanted to do this a long time ago and decided that now's the time.
Well, that's what Rip does. He brings out the, you know, he digs deep. Because she's written a couple of books. She's never mentioned this before. So very interesting. Quite the exclusive.
I wonder why now. But anyway, whatever. That is an interesting piece of trivia right now.
Absolutely. And you can check out that whole interview if you go to riprents.com.
Oh, that's right.
There you go. Something for you to do later this afternoon on Mother's Day, Mom.
I'm sorry?
That gives you something to do later on. You can go to Rip Rents' website if you're bored.
Thank you for that tip.
So where are you going? Where are you off to?
Well, we're going to stay right here in our hometown of Wayne, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a very nice invitation from my niece, your cousin, Patricia. And we plan to have a very nice family day. You'll be missed.
Are they cooking for you, Mom? Are they cooking for you?
They're cooking. They're having a lovely barbecue, and I'll be with our family, my sister and our other cousin, Pamela, and probably a few friends.
All right, don't drink too much today, Mom.
No, I think I'll keep it a soft drink.
All right, that's what I like to hear. Well, Mom, thank you so much, and again, I wish I could be with you on Mother's Day, but I'm coming home in June.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and I'd just like to say before sign off,
yeah,
that I wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day because they deserve it.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Mom. My mom in Wayne, New Jersey, giving us This Week in Beatle News. Have a great day, okay, Mom? I'm going to play a song for you that you won't be able to hear.
Winchester Cathedral?
No, not that one. It's a little ditty called Your Mother Should Know. I think you know it.
Oh, I do know.
By the Beatles.
I do know that.
All right. Okay. Mom Carter, everybody.
Say goodbye.
95.5 KLOS.